direct your attention to the second gospel, Gospel according to Mark, and to the seventh chapter. Where we will be reading the words of Jesus, beginning at verse 18. Mark chapter 7, 18 through 23. And Jesus said to them, "Are you so lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into the man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach and is eliminated. Thus he declared all foods clean." And he was saying, "That which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man." This day marks the midpoint of days of remembrance. Days of remembrance of flaming twin towers. Days of remembrance of a tiny crater in a southwestern Pennsylvania village. And the unforgettable words, "Let's roll." Days of remembrance of belching smoke from the Pentagon in our nation's capital. We will not soon forget 9/11, the hundreds of deaths, the thousands of lives forever altered. No, we will not soon forget the axis of evil that brought terror and death to our nation, our citizens, our posterity. The acts of 9/11 were the result of deliberate choices and willful acts, carefully conceived, planned, and executed. The murderous acts of 9/11 were conceived in murderous hearts, planned in murderous hearts, executed from murderous hearts, out of the heart. Out of the heart, Jesus says, proceed evil thoughts, murders. All these evil things proceed from within. Jesus says the acts of 9/11 proceeded from within evil hearts. This is hard for us. This is hard for us in the 21st century. No, I don't mean certain university professors and editorial writers who said America got what it deserved on 9/11. Such perfidy deserves only the contempt of righteous indignation. But I mean that Jesus' words, as they relate to the motives of the 9/11 murderously suicidal terrorists, Jesus' words are hard for us because our culture doesn't believe in evil hearts. We have been taught by our schools and our books and our music and our movies that we are all basically good at heart. Jesus says evil deeds come from out of evil hearts, and we really don't believe that. Evil for us is maladjustment. Evil behavior for our TV editorialists is a result of victimization. Bad deeds, we are told, arise from bad examples, not from bad hearts. Our culture cannot recognize evil hearts any more than it can call the events of 9/11 sin. You will recall that not one TV commentator or editorialist ever labeled 9/11 sin. Never. Well, we can recognize political objection. We can even recognize religious fanaticism, but not sin. No, our culture doesn't believe in sin. So evil deeds have to come from somewhere else, not evil hearts. But we here at Sovereign Grace, OPC, and Oak Harbor are not controlled by our culture. And our definitions of good and evil are measured by the Word of God and by the Word of the Son of God. Jesus says, out of the heart proceed murder, fornications, theft, deceit. All these evil things proceed from within men and women and children's hearts. Now, when we reflect upon what Jesus says here, we realize how true to life it is. Jesus tells it like it is. Jesus says, you observe evil deeds. You behold evil actions. And Jesus says, you connect those evil deeds to evil hearts. Jesus is saying that there is a cause and effect relation between evil actions and evil hearts. The evil acts are the effects. The evil hearts are the cause. Jesus is providing the empirical proof of sin in the heart from sin in the world. By empirical proof, I mean the proof from observation, the proof from everyday observation. Great American theologian Jonathan Edwards did the same thing Jesus does in his book on original sin. Edwards said, look around you. You observe, you read about, you hear of evil deeds. Now, said Edwards, from whence come these evil deeds? Those evil effects require an evil cause. And what is the cause of those evil results? And with Jesus, Jonathan Edwards wrote, out of the heart, out of the evil heart come evil deeds. Teenage girls murdered in Oregon, out of the heart, an evil heart. Young women kidnapped, raped, murdered, out of the heart, out of an evil heart. Corporate executives looting the corporations for greedy, lavish lifestyles. A $6,000 shower curtain, out of the heart, out of an evil heart. State lotteries, casinos, the gambling industry, stealing money from gamblers, taking money they have not earned by making a game out of it. Out of the heart, an evil heart. Drug dealers and pushers, destroying lives with bondage to a chemical high. Out of the heart, out of an evil heart, and on I could go with the newspaper accounts of the evil deeds of our culture. The empirical test. Evil acts as Jesus and Jonathan Edwards pointed out, from evil hearts. But, Mr. Dennison, that is a dark view of human nature. That is a very negative view of man in the 21st century. Well, I do believe that 9/11 occurred in the 21st century. But leaving that aside, do not blame me for the negative view of man. These are the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, spoken as the second person of the Godhead, telling it like it is about sinful human nature. Out of the heart proceed all evil things. Jonathan Edwards, Jim Dennison, we are only quoting Jesus. I am suggesting that Jesus' words agree with our experience, our empirical everyday experience, and I am suggesting that the fact that Jesus' words agree with our everyday experience confirms the truth of what he says. We don't have to go any further than our own everyday experience to know that what Jesus says here in Mark 7 is absolutely right. See flaming twin towers set ablaze by jets flown directly into them, and we conclude evil hearts. We read of teenage female remains dug up in Oregon, and we conclude evil hearts. Need I mention Auschwitz, killing fields, the Gulag, the Cultural Revolution, the Tutsi and the Hutu? Need I mention these mass murders, genocides, holocausts arising from evil hearts in our so-called enlightened modern age? 7,000 to 9,000 Jews in Hitler's Germany, probably 28 million Russians and Ukrainians in Stalin's Soviet Union, 3,000 in the killing fields in Pol Pot's Cambodia, and the greatest mass murder of all time, Mao Zedong, probably 60 to 70 million in the Cultural Revolution. And it wasn't very long ago. It was 1994 in Rwanda, where 500,000 plus were murdered in mass butchery. And you naively think that we live in an enlightened age? The 20th century went down in history as the mass murder age of all human history. More people were killed and executed and died and starved in the 20th century, in our so-called evolutionary enlightened age, than in any other era in the history of human race. So let us not have any naivete about the enlightened goodness of the heart of man. And so the words of Jesus force us, compel us, to look into the heart of men and women and children. And where these men and women and children are responsible for murder, fornication, deceit, theft, all manner of evil things, we are forced to conclude that these men and women and children have evil hearts. And what is more, as we consider the evil acts of these evil hearts, we realize that these acts are voluntary choices. The 9/11 terrorist murderers were voluntary choices. They wanted to kill those people. We realize that the fornications and adulteries of our generation are voluntary choices. People who commit these acts want to commit these acts. We realize that greedy CEOs make voluntary choices. They want to rip off their corporations. The deeds that are performed are the willful choices of the hearts which perform them. Sinners want to sin, Sinners like to sin. Sinners enjoy sin. Sinners delight in sin. An evil deed arises from an evil inclination, an evil motivation, an evil disposition. Jesus says, out of the heart. Now, what Jesus says here has been echoed and amplified down through the history of the church, from Paul to Augustine to John Calvin to the Heidelberg Catechism to the Westminster Confession to Jonathan Edwards to Louis Burkhoff to every Bible-believing Reformed theologian. In Reformed theology, we call this the doctrine of total depravity. The depravity of the sinful heart produces depraved sinful deeds. And so what I am saying this morning is not only based on the words of Jesus, it is based on the writings of Calvinistic theologians down through the centuries. I'm not saying anything that they haven't said before me. You see, this Reformed doctrine of total depravity is not a theory. The Reformed doctrine of total depravity is not an abstraction. It's not an intellectual thought. The Reformed doctrine of total depravity is based upon the words of Jesus Christ and confirmed by our everyday experience. And so we realize that sinful deeds in our culture are produced by sinful desires. We realize deliberate choices arise from willful desires. And we understand that behavior displeasing to God in men and women and children originates in a heart which is displeasing to God in men and women and children. We are reading the heart when we see the actions. Jesus is teaching us in our text that the human heart is not good. Nor is the human heart in some state of neutrality. Jesus is teaching us that the human heart is evil, and only evil continually, to paraphrase the inspired word of God in Genesis chapter 6. And so Reformed believers will not make the mistake of disconnecting the evil act from the evil heart. We will not say that a sinful deed comes from a neutral will or a neutral disposition. No, sinful human dispositions are not neutral. Rather, the disposition is as evil as the acts themselves. Is this not why we need the gospel? Is this not why we need the gospel of Jesus Christ, the saving gospel of the grace of Christ Jesus? That gospel tells us that the good news is new hearts. The good news is changed hearts. The good news is new natures, new dispositions. That gospel tells us of good deeds, no, not perfect deeds, but good deeds from new hearts changed by the Holy Spirit. The gospel tells us about a spiritual transformation, a change of heart, a rebirth in which the totally depraved nature is converted by the grace of God. And from that converted, grace-changed heart come different actions, different deeds, different desires. The Holy Spirit changes the heart, and the actions of the heart are different. So that out of the regenerated heart come not murders, but life-preserving actions. Not fornications and adulteries, but chastity and fidelity. Not theft, but respect for the property of others. Not deceit, but the truth. from the regenerated heart, a heart with new desires, new inclinations, a new nature, from the born again heart, come good deeds, deeds which delight our Father in heaven. No, these deeds are not the ground of salvation, but they are the fruit of salvation. A regenerated heart, a heart changed by the Holy Spirit, is a new heart. It is a different heart. It is a heart with love. Love for God the Father, love for God the Son, love for God the Holy Spirit, and love for my neighbor. The inside. The desires of a born again heart, a heart born again by the Holy Spirit, the inside of that heart is like the inside of heaven. For you see, the regenerated heart has been born from above. It has been born from heaven, as John 3 suggests. It has been born eschatologically from the God of the eschatological arena. The regenerated heart has had heaven take possession of it, even as the Holy Spirit from heaven has taken possession of that heart. The regenerated heart has had heaven come down and enter into it, even as Jesus Christ has come down and entered into that heart. The gospel of Christ is about a change of heart, a heart controlled by heaven's Holy Spirit, a heart motivated, desiring, inclined by its new orientation, not to evil but to good, oriented to what is pleasing to heaven, to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of change we all need. You, me, your children, my children, yes, even our children are totally depraved. Children need to be changed by the Holy Spirit. They need a new heart by the grace of God. I ask you, fathers, this morning, I ask you, covenant fathers, this morning, have you taken your children on your knee and one-on-one talked to them about the new heart they need? Have you taken them upon your lap and quietly, patiently, calmly talked to them about the fact that their sinful deeds arise from their sinful hearts? Have you talked to them quietly, plainly, calmly, one-on-one about the gospel? About the gospel of God's offer of a new heart? And have you encouraged your children? Have you, covenant fathers, encouraged your children, your totally depraved children? Have you encouraged them to ask God to give them a new heart? Have you loved your children enough to tell them the truth? To tell them the truth that the only way they can have a changed heart is if the Holy Spirit comes and touches their hearts. Have you loved your children enough to pray with them and for them? Yes, have you, fathers, and you, covenant mothers? Have you loved your children enough to pray with them, Lord Jesus, give my son, give my daughter a new heart?
give my child a heart from heaven. Give my son and daughter a heart which loves Christ, loves the breath of the Spirit, loves to cry, Abba, Father. Give my son and daughter such a heart. Fathers and mothers of the Reformed Church, you read the words of Jesus. Out of the heart proceed all evils. You understand your own heart, and you know that your heart was changed. Surely your prayer for your children, your counsel to your child is, God must change your heart. Dear child, go to the Lord. Say to Jesus, Lord, give me a new heart. Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit from heaven to give me a new birth, a birth from heaven itself, that my heart and my actions may be pleasing in your sight. On this day, in the midpoint of the days of remembrance, can we forget the words of Jesus, words that reveal the state of our sinful hearts? Yes, our sinful hearts, no better than the hearts of those terrorist murderers on 9/11. There is none of us righteous, no, not one. Words of Jesus tell us of our sinful hearts, and then the words of Jesus drive us, yea, they compel us to cry out, oh Lord Jesus, give me a new heart. Gracious Lord Jesus, give me a new heart, that my disposition, my nature, my actions may be like heaven. Like heaven. And Lord Jesus, give me a new heart, so that out of that changed heart, I may love you. I may praise you. I may obey you. I may love my neighbor as you first loved me and my evil heart. Let us pray. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In the name of heaven's Son, Son of the Father, who has sent forth his Spirit to change the hearts of his sons and daughters.